This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to extend the deadline of the procurement and construction contracts by 6 months. Cabinet decides to spend the money of the Employment Promotion Fund for the rescue of Nepalese stranded abroad. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli commits on taking practical initiatives to resolve the problems of public transport sector. And scientists warn that millions of people in the developing countries are at risk of dying from heart stress. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has decided to extend the deadline of the procurement and construction contracts failed to meet the stipulated deadline due to lockdown imposed by the government for 6 more months. Unveiling the cabinet meeting held on July 13th to the press meet organized at Singhadarbar yesterday, government spokesperson and finance and communications minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwada informed that the government decision of extending the deadline to the contract expire during lockdown for maximum 6 months. Minister Khatiwada clarified that the concerned officials would extend the time of contracts as per the application of the construction entrepreneurs, not claiming additional facilities from the government, and the government would not bear additional expenses for the same. The cabinet meeting also decided to endorse the guideline 2077 related to the rescue of stranded Nepali workers abroad due to the coronavirus pandemic. Spokesperson Dr. Khatiwada said the meeting also decided to spend the money of the Employment Promotion Fund for the rescue of Nepali stranded abroad. The cabinet also decided to continue the construction of Gautam Buddha International Airport and establish customs offices at various places of the country, including at Thinker of Darchula district. The government has decided to waive off 75% of parking fee for the airlines companies in the country. The waiver has been announced in consideration of the aviation sector remaining closed since the lockdown was imposed to check the spread of COVID-19 in the country. Additional 213 corona-infected people in Nepal have returned home following health recovery from coronavirus. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said after 213 people got discharged from various isolation centres yesterday, whereas the numbers of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal reached 11,249. As per the ministry, 64.85% corona-infected people have recovered from the infections and returned home. Moreover, 167 corona-infection cases were detected yesterday while carrying out 4,981 PCR tests across the country in the last 24 hours. As of now, 17,344 cases of corona-infections have been confirmed in Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government will take practical initiatives to resolve the problems of public transport sector facing in the country due to COVID-19 pandemic. Talking to a delegation of the transport entrepreneurs and workers at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said that the state should address the genuine concerns of all sectors caused by pandemic. He said the government would address the problem of public transport sector as per the state's capacity. The delegation, having National Transport Entrepreneurs Association Chair Yugendra Karmacharya and General Secretary Sarosh Sitola, among others, put forth the demands to the Prime Minister yesterday. Likewise, the entrepreneurs and laborers from the public transport sector have urged Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to take initiatives to resolve the problems transport sector facing in the country during the time of pandemic of coronavirus. At a meeting with Chairman Prachanda yesterday, the entrepreneur shot for the house role to help troubleshoot public transport sector's current problems. Nepal Communist Party Chairman and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and another Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Communist Party senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal held discussion yesterday to seek the solution of intra-party disputes. They held discussion at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwadar. The standing committee meeting of the party has been called for today. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has claimed that the budget implementation of the last fiscal year was satisfactory despite corona pandemic. Speaking in the meeting of the Finance Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiwada claimed the economic indicator of the last fiscal year was satisfactory and grossly 71% capital expenditure was carried out. Minister Dr. Khatiwada also said in the last fiscal year, 841 billion rupees revenue was collected and the government was able to meet the target set by the budget despite slightly less budget expenses. He also said despite rise in current expenditure during last fiscal year, the economic growth of the country will be at around 2.3% as forecast by the Central Bureau of Statistics. Minister Dr. Khatiwada also claimed that the expenses and the revenue collection have increased since May-July and the trade deficit has also come down. During the discussion, Finance Minister added that to implement the budget effectively, the framework related to budget has been issued on the very first day of the fiscal year and special discussion, the follow-up having led to the ministry having larger chunks of budget. He also clarified that the directive for the budget implementation will be prepared and issued within the first month of the fiscal year and all the work procedures to be prepared by the ministries will be completed by mid-September. Minister Dr. Khatiwada said local bodies have spent 40% budget in average and some local assemblies have not been able to pass their annual budget. Finance and Communication and Information Technology Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has directed the concerned bodies to effectively lead the work plan prepared to realize the concept of Digital Nepal, unveiling the integrated plan for implementation of annual program at the ministry yesterday. Communications Minister Dr. Khatiwada directed all to fulfill their responsibilities to realize the aim of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. You're listening to Red Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार.
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes for speedy recovery and good health of Brazilian President Jair Messias Bolsonaro. In a message sent to her counterpart, President Bhandari has conveyed solidarity of Nepal to Brazil and the friendly Brazilian people at this difficult hour. She has also pledged the support of Nepal to the efforts of international community in the fight against COVID-19. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecasted heavy rainfall in various areas of the country beginning from July 19. The department has also urged one and all at high risk of monsoon-induced disasters to remain in high alert. The torrential rain to pour from July 19 will last for 3 to 4 days. The department has predicted light to moderate rainfall in many places over this period, while some places will witness downpour. Meteorologist Dr. Archana Srestha shared that the weather is almost normal until July 18. All the monsoon would be more active in the eastern part of the country. Places across far west state would receive heavy rainfall. You're listening to Red Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Millions of people around the world could be exposed to dangerous levels of heat stress, a dangerous condition which can cause organs to shut down. Many live in developing countries and to jobs that expose them to potentially life-threatening conditions. These include being out in the open on farms and building sites or indoors in factories and hospitals. Global warming will increase the chances of summer conditions that may be too hot for humans to work in. Heat stress is when the body is unable to cool down properly, so its core temperature keeps rising to dangerous levels and key organs can shut down. More than 8.26 million corona-infected people have recovered from the virus infection. Meanwhile, the data analyst Worldometer puts the global cases of corona infections to more than 13,935,000. When more than 5 million corona infection cases are still active across the world, more than 591,000 people have lost their lives due to global pandemic of COVID-19. With this news, we have come to the, well, now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the lines once again. Government decides to extend the deadline of the procurement and construction contracts by 6 months. Cabinet decides to spend the money of the Employment Promotion Fund for the rescue of Nepalese stranded abroad. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli comments on taking practical initiatives to resolve the problems of public transport sector. And scientists warn that millions of people in the developing countries at risk of dying from heart stress. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.